Now, again, this week, the same as a couple of weeks ago.
You're doing your radio voice. I know you're recording.
No cursing.
Can't fool me, David.
This has to go straight on.
All right, go on, so.
No, I have to remind you because, you see, I reminded you the last time, but you still used the F word.
All right.
So this time.
I'll be good.
No bad language.
No bad language.
This is going straight out afterwards. All these other podcast people. They get to edit.
See, guys, I'm just going to let you know that he's talking to me across the table like he hasn't hit record yet. But I know by David's voice that he's actually hit record.
I have. I'm recording.
Yeah, so there you go.
We're 40 seconds into it. And considering we have nothing to talk about this week.
Well, look, considering I was nearly half an hour late.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get sacked here now. He's not one bit impressed.
He's not.
He doesn't realise how busy I am.
Are you exhausted?
I'm not exhausted.
You're just busy.
I'm just busy.
First day that you come in, you say, I'm exhausted. That's
throw
the day.
Me out the window.
Anyway, good morning. I was going to say good morning because...
What month is it?
We normally do it in the evening when it is morning, but it's kind of lunchtime at this stage and it is Sunday.
Drizzly Sunday.
So welcome, welcome, welcome. That's what we say, isn't it?
That's it.
To the Sarah Butler at Home podcast, episode 36. We are 2 weeks out from... We are less... Than
Stop
2 weeks
it.
Out.
I still have Halloween decorations in my hall. It's happening today. Tree has been done. I've never in my life been less wanting to do Christmas decorations.
I know.
I feel like it's like February.
And the thing about it is that once you put them up, you have to take them down.
Oh,
and you're thinking,
mess.
Oh God, I have to put them. Do you know one year Jane was taking them down and they were particularly being.
So she cut them off the tree. The only thing is, after last Christmas with lockdown, everybody will have everything all organised because we had the time to put everything away perfectly. Yeah. So all the tree lights will be all organised.
Oh, ours weren't. And, you know, you go and all our neighbours have lovely lights outside and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my neighbour's house is so lovely. I just said, thank God you can't see our house.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing.
We've nothing outside either. They would think that we just are anti-Christmas.
Yeah. Is there a name on them?
Them people hate Christmas
because it's happening today. And if I get a skip and get rid of a load of stuff, then do it.
You know what?
Just bringing more crap into the house.
Maybe by the time we've this recorded and finished, when you go home, it'll all be done.
Oh, two chances. Really.
The magic people will come down, take out the Christmas. There was a man I knew many years ago, and he had the ideal thing. He had perfect attic, so he would put Christmas tree lit tinsel up into it, and then bring it down. All he had to do was plug it in every year.
Oh, great idea! He must have had a very big hole.
A big hole to get it into.
A fine big Christmas hole.
Right, will we start with food? Before we get to food, tell us about your week. How's your week been?
My week was good, busy. Sure, we had Storm Barra. Name for a storm. So the kids
I
were
saw
off.
The damage in your house.
It was extensive. It was very bad. Storm porn was out in full swing.
I got the picture of the doghouse upside down.
That was about it. Look, we're well protected in our house because storm porn. This is what we call my husband, because the minute there's a talk of a storm, storm porn comes in and everything is tied down. I'm nearly tied down. So we were fine. But the kids were off 2 days. It was great. It was like being in lockdown again.
Yeah, it was. It was
actually lovely just to chill out. And then our gates broke, so we couldn't really go anywhere, which is even better.
First world problems. I was just going to say, it was just like that. But some of us had to actually go to work.
Oh, God.
Yeah, some of us had to go to work.
Here we go. Maybe turn off now, lads, because David's about to start to feel sorry for himself.
Some of us had to go to work and report on the damage that was being caused by the storm.
I was working, just because I work from home.
That's true. You know, I have one of the mornings, the morning of the storm, and during the day it wasn't bad, and during the morning it wasn't bad either.
No, it got really bad in the evening.
Yeah, really bad, but we managed to hold on to our electricity, which, you know, if a robin farts, we lose our electricity, so that was just fantastic. But that morning, normally I would start my show at 7 o'clock, but I just had a feeling that there was people who were a little bit worried, a little bit anxious, a little bit whatever. So I came on and started the show at about 6:40. And suddenly the texts.
Really?
And the WhatsApps just started flying in from people who just wanted to hear a voice.
Yeah.
They were just like, I've been up. One woman was up since 5 baking. She said, I was just waiting, listen to the music. I just wanted to hear a voice. And then you remember all those people that live on their own.
Yeah.
And it's for them, it's just company and it's reassurance.
You're the voice, the beacon of light.
Yeah. They don't know what I look like.
David Cawley.
They don't know what I look like. They go, oh God, when they see you, they go, oh God, is that what you look like? God. I thought you were older. I thought you were.
God, he's really feeling sorry.
Fatter.
Come on, let's talk about food. Am I talking about you? Back to me. It's my podcast, Family Medicine.
We are preparing for Christmas now. Is your Christmas course done? Can people still sign
on? Yeah, you can still join my Christmas course. This is a private Instagram page and it's €30 to sign up. And I have detailed demos on everything from how to cook your turkey, your ham, your stuffing, what you can prep ahead, desserts, starters, nibbles and like party platters if you're having guests over. So that's all on that page, which is brilliant. Okay. And daily tips and I'm there, questions and answers. But
let's start with the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Yeah.
Clean your press and defrost your freezer.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Clear a press out in your kitchen, right? Because you want to start buying things now. Like your tin foil, your kitchen roll, your Brillo pads, bin bags. There's never enough bin bags at Christmas. So stock up on them now. Your crisps, your goose fat, you know, the tin foil tins that you can do your stuff in. So that saves you cleaning. So you want to stock up on them now, but have them in a press because I would like have them on my island and they're looking at me for 3 weeks. That is one thing I am prepared with. So have a press, and you're not also you're not tempted to eat the potato or the biscuits.
I ate a big bag of McDonald's.
Yeah, they have to be hidden.
I ate a big full bag.
A full bag? That's full bag.
No, it's not great. I can still taste salt and vinegar 2 days later.
I hate the way you have the sick feeling in your stomach. So clear a press. Sorry, go on,
I was just going to say, we did like just a normal shop on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was chaos.
Oh, it's gone mental. Like
it was chaos. It was really, and because we were in a place, a shop that we don't normally shop in a different town.
Okay. You're trying to find everything.
So we had to double back on ourselves.
Oh God!
It was like doing a bush tucker trial.
It's completely. I get that.
Yeah, it was just.
You have to get in there even early. Like you literally need to be in at 8 o'clock.
Can't buy drink though.
Oh, sure, look what I know, but that's what the cash and carry is for. Hi, I have about 50 clients that I need to send bottles of wine to. Can I use a trade card? So yeah, clear a press and start filling that with your stuff that you'll need. As I said, kitchen roll, Brillo pads, practical stuff, and defrost your freezer and start using up all the crap that's been in there and clean it out so that you have it to fill with your stuffing, for your Christmas stuffing, your breadcrumbs, your herbs. You know, Christmas Eve, you go into Tesco's or Super Value and there is no thyme or sage or rosemary left. Get it now and freeze it. So you have loads of room in your freezer. And so defrost your fridge.
Right. I was never thinking of doing that.
Try and make things ahead. Like, you can make your stuffing ahead. Make it up, freeze it in Ziploc bags.
Okay. So
and then on Christmas Eve, just take it out and you just fry it up with some butter in a frying pan.
Okay.
On Christmas Day. Or make your glaze ahead, your ham glaze, if you want to make it.
Well, we'll get to the ham glaze in a moment because I want to know how you do your ham glaze.
Yeah.
But so preparation.
Prep ahead.
I mean, at this stage, you want to have ordered your turkey, wouldn't you?
You want to order your turkey. That's another thing a lot of people kind of ask questions of. Like, there's only the four of us, so like the smallest turkey with legs you can get is £10. Now, you can get the crowns, but I like the bones. I think the bones really help with the flavour.
We were ordering our turkey yesterday with my wife, and they said turkey crown. She said, no, I like it with the bones. I like it with the legs on.
Yeah.
A bit more flavour. You got a chance that it won't be as dry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And also, if you're cooking your turkey, about half an hour before it's finished, if you're capable, and try not to kill yourself, cause, like, sometimes they can be very big, the turkeys. Turn it upside down for the last half hour. Oh. All the juices will go into the breast.
Yes.
Juicy breasts. This Christmas, all the men want is juicy breasts for Christmas.
I can't edit this.
I'm not doing
anything
wrong.
Don't go down that road. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, so turn your turkey.
God, it's looking at you.
Or even when you take it out, let it rest. Always don't cut it straight away. That way you let it rest for half an hour or an hour. And another thing people say to me is, oh my God, if I let it rest, will it not be cold? No, because you put your stuffing down first, then you put your ham, and then you put your turkey, and then you pour your homemade gravy on top. So that's going to heat everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And if your plate is warm, you're sorted.
Yeah.
So turkey upside down and don't worry about it.
I wouldn't chance that, I don't think. The turkey upside down. I cooked a chicken this morning. Huh?
They're huge. Like when you're cooking for lots of people, they're like a small child.
I did a chicken this morning and the chicken dish, it's just when you take the lid off it, you are risking life and limb.
Yeah.
I can't imagine trying to do it with a turkey.
I know. Even taking it out of the oven, it's like, ooh, nobody move. I'm after bringing my foot off the friggin' side of the table.
This is karma. This is karma, lads. 20 minutes late she was today.
There's
going to be a bruise.
And you know, I nearly wore a pair of boots that covered my ankles.
Oh, karma. God, karma's a bitch.
This one needs to get hurt today.
When we were younger, the turkey in our house was cooked in my auntie's house.
Right.
So my parents live here, aunties live down the lane.
Why?
Because she is a turf fired stove.
Oh wow.
So the turkey was always really nice and succulent. Yum. Also, you could fit a big turkey in because you couldn't do it in the oven at home wasn't big enough. So down there, and she would cook it, she would baste it, and it would be fabulous. But the one thing was, who's going down for the turkey, right? So on Christmas Day, who's going down for the turkey?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So we go down for the turkey. I will be reminded 50 times, if you're dropping anything, drop the turkey, don't drop that plate. That plate is like, it's a real old plate.
Oh, really?
Don't drop the plate. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the panic. They're all staring at you going up the avenue,
yeah,
waiting for you to drop the turkey or the plate.
Oh, Christ.
Anyway, it was worth it though. Turkey
was good.
Did you
ever drop it either?
No, I don't think I don't think so. Dropped a load of ham yesterday, but...
Oh, God.
Yeah, right out of the whole lot, everywhere.
Oh, no, somebody was messaging me during the week. They made a load of Volvons. And she put them out. She wanted them to cool down. So she just put them out on the windowsill and didn't the bloody thing fall and the dogs ate them all on her.
Oh.
Oh, another thing for Christmas is make sure that you have a roasting tin big enough to fit your turkey in,
mm-hmm,
and that your turkey will fit in your oven.
Yeah.
Very important. You don't want to be trying to cram a bird in to an oven that's not going to hold it.
No. And that can happen too, because you're cutting bits off trying to get in.
Yeah.
And if you're using a frozen turkey,
you want to leave, what was it, 24 hours per 2 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So put it in the fridge.
Really important to defrost
two
that.
Or three
Do
days
not
before.
Put a frozen turkey into your oven. I'm always put it in the bottom of the fridge. Don't put it in the top, because obviously you don't want raw juices. If they do happen to leak out going into your strawberries, then you're going to be in hospital. Hospital! You'll be in hospital on Christmas Day.
Nobody wants to be in hospital on Christmas Day.
No.
Okay, so what about veg? What kind of veg are we doing, and how? When are we preparing them?
Again, get whatever's going to take the longest, get that in. And on Christmas Eve, cook your ham. Ham is done. Christmas Eve, sound, cool down in the fridge. All you have to do is throw the glaze on. Christmas Day, and you have that made up ahead, or buy it in a jar. I make mine.
Of course you do.
Well, no, if I didn't.
I know.
It's actually very easy to make. Anyways, veg. I just do carrots and Brussels sprouts and keep it simple.
And
peas.
Potatoes.
Oh, baby. Potatoes and mashed potatoes and roasties. Get your goose fat as well. It really does make
That's
yummy
for
roasties.
The roasties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of potatoes? Roosters?
Usual
good ones for mashing.
Yeah, steam roosters. Makes lovely mash, and they're great for roasties as well.
Again, something you can do with the vegetables is you could peel and prepare.
I always have them peeled and in the saucepan.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
And you can do that from the day before, the night before, Christmas Eve night. Yeah,
yeah,
leave it there. Once it's in water, it'll be absolutely fine.
Try and get as much as you can done on Christmas Eve.
Brussels sprouts are little packages of evil, as we like to call them.
I love them.
The Brussels sprouts top is a thing now. So the thing that the Brussels sprouts grow on, the leaf, that has become a thing now.
To eat?
Yeah, people like that now.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So potatoes, roasties. So for roasties, are you doing all the roasty from start to finish?
No, peel all your spuds and then take out whatever amount you need for roasties.
Okay.
So steam off whenever, steam your spuds for your mash. And then for your roasties, well, you can steam them too, actually. Put the lot on. Let's throw them all on steam together. I always steam mine. But after about 10 minutes, and time-wise, it'll work out perfect with your roasties and your mash. So throw the lot on steaming. After about 10 minutes, take as many as you need to roast out.
Okay.
Parboiling.
You're parboiling.
Yeah, you're parboiling them. Have a roasting tin in. Now, don't use the disposable ones. Well, I suppose you can use them because it will. Yeah, they'll work. They'll work. So you can use the disposable ones. I was going to say use a roasting tin because it'll kind of get really, really hot in the oven and really brown them. But the disposable ones work too.
Perfectly well.
Have your goose fat. Don't put it in like cold. Have it in your tin, in your oven, so that it's hot and melted. And then you want to get those par-steamed spuds. Put them into a bowl. Add about a tablespoon or two of flour.
Oh.
Flour, salt, pepper, thyme, sage, rosemary, whatever you have. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Because you want to fluff out the outer edge of the potato. You want to kind of semi-loosen that up. So there you've got your lovely, shake it all up with the flour and the herbs and the salt and pepper. And then straight into that hot oil in your tin. Make sure it's well coated, all of them. And throw it in the oven. And while the other guys are steaming for mash, they're cooking. Turn them halfway. Make sure they're nice and golden all over.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's your uncle.
So for mash then?
Mash then, steam them again until the knife goes in easily. Melt some milk and butter.
This is what I want to come back to about your milk thing, because I made my mash buds last week and I put in cold milk.
Oh, that activates the starch.
Oh, so what does that mean?
It has to be warm milk, because you know the way spuds are really starchy.
When I peel my spuds.
Yeah, do you soak them?
I washed them a couple, because I mean you could get three basins of water off them that where the starch is coming off them.
Yeah.
So when I it's crystal clear water.
Yeah.
Before I put them on, but you're saying still if I put in cold milk.
Well, you're not getting all the starch out, but if you put cold milk into your hot spuds, you're going to activate the starch. I don't know what that means or what that tastes like.
Okay.
But warm milk always and melted butter.
Now my kids love my potatoes because. Yeah. Well, it's mainly butter.
Yeah, well, a lot of butter.
And there's a good bit of pepper.
Yes, well, pepper and salt, yeah.
And a good bit of salt, yeah.
And mash them and then use your trick with the fork and then whisk them.
So does your Christmas Day spuds have to be completely puree or do you like a bit of...
I'll eat spuds anyway. I love spuds. We know this from my desert island.
Yes,
theory.
Yes. But look,
Dermot doesn't like them too baby foody mushy.
He likes
a bit of a bite.
A bit of texture someplace. Yeah. So do I. At home.
Depends on eating as well.
I remember at home as a kid, like it would be bait to the life of it by a wooden spoon at the end.
To make it
completely.
Yeah.
But I kind of, the crushed thing, a little bit of texture in it.
Then you've got the lovely steamed ones. Just pure steam. Don't mash it with loads of salt and butter.
Yeah.
So that's the spud trick.
Which you can keep your turkey at ham and Brussels sprouts. I'll just have the potatoes. It'll be lovely.
Just the spuds.
What else can we do? So that, well, we got the dinner now done. So, ham. Your ham glaze.
Oh, yeah. Ham glaze. What do I do with the ham glaze? I use a Dijon mustard. I use a strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Brown sugar. And... crushed cloves.
Strawberry jam.
Yeah.
Marmalade. Jam. I would have thought of marmalade, but strawberry jam.
You could use marmalade as well, yeah.
Strawberry jam.
Yeah, and a little bit of water.
You're weird.
Put it in a saucepan and let it bubble away into this gorgeous sticky glaze.
Sticky, okay.
And then just throw it in a jam jar.
Okay.
Pot it in your fridge. Pollet in your fridge.
Have you been drinking?
Not yet. Pollet in your fridge. Where am I from? Guess the accent. Pollet in your fridge and take it out the next day and
so
just reheat it.
How long would you put the glaze on the ham? Would you put cloves in your ham?
Yeah. No. No, I put cloves in the in the water when I cook the ham. With the orange and the brown sugar and the onion.
Oh God, I got a tray of clementines. They're called the sweet easy peelers.
Yeah. So good.
Oh, they're so good.
But I'd be like,
I know. Spots. Oh yeah. Welcome to Spotville.
Yeah.
They're just so good
they're
at the minute.
They're so good.
So how long would you put it in with the glaze then? Just to warm it through?
You ham then, you take that out on Christmas Day. It's in the fridge. It's cold. You want to brush that glaze on. You can either put it under the grill, which I tend to do because it can dry out when you put it in the oven and the glaze doesn't go lovely and crispy.
Mm.
So throw it. If you want to wrap your ham in tin foil and pop it in the oven for 20 minutes just to warm it up, then put your glaze on in under the grill and take it out a few times and put another layer of glaze
on. Lovely.
A couple of layers. So yeah, that's the ham.
Hungry. How do you cook your little balls of evil?
I into salted water, but simmering salted water for about 5 to 6 minutes and take them out and then into a frying pan with some butter and some pepper and salt. Fry them off.
Somebody did it with a... what are they called? Largons, or small cuts of bacon. Within there. Now that probably would take the evilness off them a little bit.
Yeah.
If they're there, I'll eat them. But
I like them. It's a bit marmitey, isn't it?
It is a bit marmitey.
Then there's the question of starters for Christmas Day. We tend to not do them
because
I need an empty belly for my lovely Christmas dinner.
We're exactly the same. Yeah. We don't get at home we used to have melon.
Yeah, melon. We were the same.
God.
With the cherry glaze, you know the little cherries that you buy in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the tub. With one of them,
and cherry person.
Thought you were so fancy.
The first time
glazed cherries.
I had Christmas dinner in your house.
Yeah.
So it must have been the first year we were married.
Yeah.
For starters, there was a...
Prawn cocktail.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're so not a fish person.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not a prawn cocktail
Did the prawns have the poo in them or was the poo removed?
I don't know.
You know, the poo line. That was my job.
The little tract.
That was my job. I'd have to take the poo line out.
And I had to go sit through and eat it. And
I'm sure, they wouldn't have minded. They'd have been delighted to take them off your plate.
I was new.
Yeah, prawn cocktail was a big thing in our house as a starter.
Oh,
and try and make a dessert that you could prepare ahead also. Like
okay.
We do like a meringue roulade or something.
Yes.
Or meringue.
Again, by the time we get
something
to the dinner.
Light. Like, I don't know how you could sit down and horse into a cheesecake after
Christmas. Or even the Christmas pud.
Oh, no, it's too heavy.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Maybe dazed afterwards. But
I made lovely mince pies during the week, actually, with puff pastry.
Right.
Yeah, because I find like the short crust pastry can be heavy.
Yes. Yeah.
So I made them a puff pastry and they were lovely.
Was it nice? Yeah, so when really you, nice. What's in a mince pie?
Mince. Go into your butcher.
You're get joking.
No, I got gorgeous mincemeat from G's Gourmet Jams. So they had that and it just smells Christmas with all the
lovely. Put it in. Lovely. Yeah. Okay.
And they had brandy butter.
So have we that done now?
So what, yeah, that's it. With
would
Christmas.
You do a fry that morning on Christmas morning or something like that? Or?
David, any day my husband is at home, there's a fry on. I literally left him with a fry.
No wonder he's been saying to me lately, I've enough pain in my
side. No, do you know what he started? He started taking the turmeric. Turmeric. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
You're very lucky I didn't say a bad word there. Turmeric.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yes.
And they're doing a great job.
And ginger. Were you putting ginger in it?
Ginger and turmeric in it. You buy them frozen. I got them in Super Value in a bag.
Right.
Off Landy.
So what do you do? Just take that in
shot.
Water.
You do a shot. He does a shot of that and I do a shot of gin. Every morning and we're set up for the day. He's happy. I'm happy. Works really well for any marriage. I'd advise the shot technique, relationship advice.
If one of us is ever so slightly drunk all the time, things are okay. Not too much because you might get tick.
Oh,
it's just keeping us topped up. So you chat that every day.
Yeah. So far so good. But what'll happen is he'll be great and then he'll forget.
Yeah, because
and then in a week's time he'll go, oh, that pain is back on my side. Are you taking your shots? Oh, no, I'm not. Did you drink water? Did you do this?
I was asking him, I said, are you still taking the vitamins and doing all that? Oh, no, no, no.
Well, it's typical. Like, once it's fixed, you just stop doing what you did to fix it.
Well, we always do vitamin D. We've been doing vitamin D nearly all year round at this stage. Normally, you would do it from September to March, maybe. But we've been kind of doing vitamin D all year round just to prop up. Because look at the... did you see any light in the sky today?
No.
Mother of God, horrible. How do we live here?
I don't do anything. I don't take any vitamins or supplements.
No, but you're great.
Sure, I'm young. I suppose I'm young. I'm not an old person yet.
Are we done with Christmas now?
We're done with Christmas. Clear out your presses, lads, and defrost your freezer and prep ahead and freeze whatever the hell you can.
What are we going to talk about next week now?
We're going to do a live next week. Yes, we are.
Are we going to do a live next week, are we?
We are. I'll do a Sarah and just pull it out of the bag last minute. We're thinking about doing an Instagram live while we record our Christmas podcast in our Christmas jumpers.
So what we would advise people to do is to join us for a drinky poos.
Yes.
As we do it live, but you don't have to, you can listen on the podcast afterwards and drink whenever you want.
Yeah.
But if we do a little live, then people can join us on Instagram and we have a little drink and you can tell us what you're drinking and we can have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
A bit of fun and a bit of crack.
Yeah, so that's the plan for next.
Yeah, will it happen? There's a 20% chance.
I'm very busy. I don't think you realise. I'm going to go around with the GoPro on my head one of these days and send you the footage.
Okay, will we move on?
We'll move on.
Are you ready?
I did well there now, considering I'd nothing prepared.
Yeah, yeah, fair play to you.
Written on the back of an envelope. Yeah. My Christmas card for David and Jane.
Are you shocking? I give you a Christmas card and you have to write all over
it. No, I wrote on the envelope. I didn't write on the card.
10 bed means quick quiz, two words. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, you nearly could see the answers. No,
I'm
careful.
David, I'm blind. I can't see
past Google eyes
before.
Was looking over to see the answers. Apple's daddy.
Granny Smith?
No.
Apple's daddy. Oh, Peach's Geldof.
No.
Bob Geldof. Oh, sorry, Chris Martin.
Peach's Geldof will be Peach's daddy.
I got there in the end.
Yes, Apple's daddy is Chris Martin, that's right. And of course, Apple's mother would be...
Gwen Stefani. No! Oh my God, I had the mother in my head, but Gwen Stefani came out of my mouth. What's her name? Gwen Paltrow.
She's the one who sells the candles.
The one that was crying when she did her speech.
She just smells the candles, the smell of her...
Goo. Who? Goop. That's her brand.
Goop, yeah. But doesn't she have candles that smell like my lady bits?
Oh, for God's sake.
Have you not seen that?
No. Do they smell like her ones or just ones in general?
Candles. Look it up.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm getting the second piece of attention.
Disgusting.
Yeah, look it up. So go candles that smell like my Gwyneth Paltrow.
See? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. People would buy anything these days. Where's my little tension music? My second piece of music. This is what we could do for merch next year. We could bring out candles.
Why is Gwyneth Paltrow selling a candle that smells like her vagina? Yeah. Oh my God. So did she have to get someone to smell her vagina?
Shh.
It'll cost $78. Oh, for God's sake. This smells like my vagina candle. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. I bet it doesn't. She's just totally, she's just trying to be controversial, and I think she's done a very good job there. Yeah,
well done.
She certainly got everybody talking about it.
We'll bring out one in the new year. This candle smells like our feet.
Yeah.
After we've been running.
Well, after you've been running.
Next question. Jordy Duo.
Oh, Anton Deck.
Very good. Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
Oh yeah, I'm Just a Girl Standing in Front of a Boy. What's that movie from? What's that from? I'm Just a Girl Standing in Front of a Boy.
Is that Love Me?
No,
Love
no.
Actually, or one of them?
No, it's the other one. It's Hugh Grant.
Or it's one of them Hugh Granty ones.
It's Notting Hill.
Notting Hill.
I'm Just a Girl Standing for. Is it raining? I hadn't even noticed. That was Four Weddings and a Funeral. Die Hard.
Oh, your man. Oh, crap. He was married to Demi Moore.
He was
married to Demi Moore.
He was.
Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, Demi Moore. Bruce Willis.
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce. Imagine it as Die Hard.
Bruce Willis is correct.
Okay.
Shrone Jarrog.
Red Nose Santi. Ryan Rudolph.
Yes, Rudolph is correct.
Santi went drunk.
Oh, actually, the next one is quite interesting. I might have a little clip for the next one. Well, that means I have to stop this. You can't hear any of the stuff that we're doing.
I don't know what he's talking about. I can't hear anything.
Clever stuff. My next question was the microwave chef.
That would be Nigella.
Nigella is right. And here she is.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
What's that what's that called again?
Microwave.
The microwave. And finally for now, Mary's nephew. This is difficult. Mary's nephew. Difficult. Difficult, difficult. I think you won't get this one.
Mary's nephew.
Mary's nephew. In fact, I'll go so far as to, I'll give you a tenner if you get this one.
Oh God, you're really going crazy there. Actually, with that pathetic offer, I'm actually just going to say I have no idea. Is this Mary from Mary and Joseph, or is this Mary from Father Ted?
No.
Can you give me a little hint?
Okay, so Mary is a TV presenter.
Mary's
nephew is somebody very, very famous.
TV presenter.
Ireland. Irish TV presenter. Mary.
Sure, I don't
used to present Nationwide.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's your man, the singer. your man with the curly hair that was on The Late Late Show. Him.
Your man who was on The Late Late
that
Show.
That came in behind the kid singing on the curly toy show and last year.
Ah.
Damien Rice. Or
no.
Dermot Kennedy. Am I right?
Dermot Kennedy.
You owe me a tenner.
I think we let our listeners judge whether I owe a tenner or not, because I think I pretty much give you the answer for that one. Mary Kennedy's nephew is called Dermot Kennedy. You are correct. Quick quiz. I think that's gone now. I think we're done now with that.
I'm just too good for you.
I think it's done.
I'm too good. I think I should do it, but that won't happen.
Oh my God. I'm going to start a Dave McCauley at Work podcast.
Yeah,
and you're going to be my guest every week.
Brilliant.
And you do all the work. You sent me a message during the week. Superpower or talent?
If you could, in the flick of a switch, have the knowledge of a profession or a talent, if you could just be an expert in something, not a superpower, what would it be?
So I can't fly.
No, you can't fly. But if you wanted to be able to, I would love to be able to be fluent in different languages.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Or you could be like a professional something.
Are we not professional somethings?
We are, but a different professional something.
Oh, a pilot.
Pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to that's be able to fly
one.
A plane.
So that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just like to know what all the switches and buttons do.
Yeah.
Yes, there it goes.
You know what? He's going to kill me now. We have to pretend we didn't record the podcast. Because every time I get in, you need to get into the car with Dermot. And
okay.
Then you'll know what all the switches are for. Because when you get into the car bedroom, he has like this OCD thing where he gets in and he's turns the lights on, turn the lights off, turn the lights on. Then he'll put the indicator up, down, lights on. And he makes like nearly a little sound music.
Every time.
Ooh. It's not like really obvious. It's just that I happen to like know
but
him
I think I've noticed him doing
years.
It.
And you'll be driving along and he might just go,
Yeah, or he flicks something.
Or he flicks something. And I'm looking at him going,
can you not drive in silence?
Kill you!
Oh.
Kill you!
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Well, it'll take a lot, right? For the kids are in the back of the car that I could just go, get the wheel and go, funky junk! When there's a crook.
Funky junk. No, no.
That's the noise that it makes.
Oh, funky junk. Funky junk.
Funky junk.
When my car, the passenger seat safety belt.
Yeah.
Won't go on the first time.
It closes itself. Does it come across on its own?
No. It won't work. It doesn't work. Okay. Right? So you can go and it'll stop.
I
and
hate
stop.
That.
Right, yeah, okay. So.
You have to be really gentle with it.
My family have a habit now of losing the temper with it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I had enough. Yeah. I had enough. So I collected from the school one day and the 12-year-old got in the front.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't go from. And he started going. So I let fly.
Put him in the back of the car.
I said.
Put him in the boot.
I said the two seats in the back work absolutely fine. Never sit in the front of this car again. So then when I had the four of them in the car, and the same thing was happening to the present day wife, I said, you're the same. You're the same. The next time I hear you giving out about that safety belt, in the back you go. It's like I've never heard it before. Yeah. And I did. I got it priced and it's really expensive. Oh. So just get over it. Right. So yesterday we were going to town last night and the safety belt was not working for her. Was not working. Chook, 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 chook.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And I was looking going, she can't say anything. She can't say anything. She can't say anything.
Did she so get out and just sit in the back?
She just kept going until it eventually clicked
oh
in.
Oh, my God.
And I was
God.
Like, I think I've begun to win this battle.
And when it's in then, does perfect. It tighten? Because you know them ones that oh. when you're clicked in and then you can't move forward, it's yeah. like when in a roller coaster and begin to panic. Because you're like, I can't get it open.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But it is pretty annoying. But it's like it's like every time it happens that they don't know that I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, this back seats work fine. Just don't get in the front ever again or I'll start smashing you.
Just clip it in and let them sit
just
in.
Just didn't happen with the last car. Just
clip it in and let them sit in on top of it. Drive really fast down the road.
Don't think you can do that.
No,
don't think that's good
not
advice.
Advisable.
So I'd like to be a pilot. That OCD thing. Do you have any OCDs?
A little bit. I'd be a little bit OCD-ish, yeah.
Yeah? I've certainly not.
I had a bad thought, I'd have to touch wood.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I'd do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know certainly at home, all you'd have to do is, you know, if everything's locked up at night and everybody was in bed, all you'd have to say is,
did we lock the back door?
Is the gas on?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Out of bed.
Have you been, like, in Galway going, oh, my God, did I turn the hair straightener off? Or did I turn the gas off?
Worse, I was in Spain. And I made a joke saying, did I turn the immersion off?
And you didn't, did you?
No, when I came back, I was 2 weeks in Spain coming back going, oh, please don't be on, please don't
was
be
it on.
On. No, it wasn't, oh, thank wasn't God. It. And in our house, you know the way the water system works in our house? If you put on the heat at the minute and you put on a fire together and you go outside, you can have a shower because it's pouring water out the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Something really not good.
Not good.
Not good at all. Skill. What's the skill thing? Oh, so it's superpower or talent or skill.
It was just kind of, there was a lot of things coming into my head, so I just needed to get them out in WhatsApp. Yeah. So if you had a superpower, what would it be?
If I had a superpower, superpower.
Invisibility?
No, I don't know if I'd want to be invisible. I feel invisible at times anyway.
Oh my God.
I feel invisible when
stop
I'm,
it now, dude.
When we're recording at 12 and people
they're
don't
not.
Turn up 20 past 12.
Oh my God. I actually ordered your Christmas present today.
Did you? Is it a turkey?
I did. It's a turkey. No, it's a very small violin. I did actually order it for you and you're going to love it.
Will I get it next week or the week after? Will we get it on the podcast or will I get it the week? Will I get it at Christmas?
I'll give it to the podcast.
Okay,
that
we'll
means
see.
You have to buy me a present.
I have it done.
How do you do not?
I have. Of course
so
I have.
So organised. Clearly not as busy as me. What do you mean? Come on, superpower.
So, superpower. I'd like to fly. Because I want to be a pilot,
love
but I'd like
to
fly.
Wouldn't it be so cool?
It'd be great.
Love that. Right, so you're
I'd like to be funny.
You'd like to be funny? That's not a superpower.
I'd like to be able to sing.
Would you?
I'd love to be able to sing.
You're a really good singer.
I'd love to be able to sing,
like
yeah.
Like an opera singer or like Coldplay or
no,
like...
No, somebody say David for a song and you go, okay. Jesus, I can't sing. It's really awful. Like, I'd sing on my own in the car, you know. You'd be like, oh, that's really bad.
Do you know what you should do? You should just like put headphones on.
Yeah, just go for it.
Go for it. I did that there last week. I had something to do. I can't tell you. And okay. I had to get my... I had to get my Beyonce bitch on. That's what I call it. This is my like, okay, come on, you can do this. Yeah. So I had to put my headphones on and I put Beyonce on. And I was busy going around cleaning the house. And I was great. And I was singing away and they were all looking at me. And I was like, I know I sound like a crow. But in my head, I sound like Beyonce.
Well, that's the thing.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, and I like, because somebody was asking me about the cookbook and all that stuff during the week, and they were saying, oh, she might. And I said, yeah, she is. Yeah, she's great.
Everybody's sick as her.
Jesus, she's great. But really, you do it, Jane does it, and it's the one thing that I admire the most is just, they won't allow fear to get in the way. Just say, no, look, we can be afraid some other time. Just let's do this and see what happens.
Just don't think about things.
Yeah, just don't think about it and just do it.
But you say you should do something that scares you every day.
Yeah. Well,
don't recommend driving at 150 miles an hour. Got a seatbelt.
What else? We're nearly at time. We're nearly at time. I was going to, because I have other, but imagine we came with nothing and we have enough.
I know. There you go.
What have you done today that would put you on Santa's nice list?
I fed them all before I left the house. I'm here. What did you do?
I have dinner made.
Have you?
Yeah. I got up early this morning, as I do on a Sunday. And I fed all the animals. I did all the dishes and cleaned everything out.
Aren't you mighty?
And I have the dinner ready. And normally on a Sunday, I would go for a walk, but it's pissy. So there's no walk this pissy morning.
You nearly.
I brought somebody breakfast in bed.
Oh, clearly somebody got action last night.
And I don't know if it wasn't me. Maybe she did.
Maybe she did.
Yeah, breakfast in bed, yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, maybe, potentially, we could consider a husband swap.
Of a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
She likes to watch Netflix with the curtains open, looking out at the world go by.
Last time I got breakfast in bed, I got second degree burns.
That's true. That is true.
We
can't share that story.
Was not
because
good.
You've already said about the cars. We can't share that story. And he was really sorry for it.
Fairness, as always, you spill the tea on yourself. I handed it to you. You let it slide off the tray into your lap.
But you know what? That happening to you, and by the way, for listeners saying, what are they talking about? A cup of tea, you got a cup of tea spilled on you. And it had milk in it and everything.
No, well, you know, my tea is like a tiny bit of milk. Yeah. But I had it on one of the lap trays and I was so snug. Like the sheets tucked in and the blanket was on and I was in my element. So he brought in the lap tray and put it on my lap. But the tea slid from one side over and I couldn't get out of the bed because I had the tea and the tray and the toast. So it was sat in me for like a couple of seconds, but I knew immediately this is not good.
Not good.
So I jumped into the cold shower as he was like, "You're right." I'm not allowed to curse, but it was like he was really concerned. He kind of was like, "I did that, but it wasn't my fault."
Oh yeah. So you're losing the temper at the same
immediately
time.
Immediately blame.
Distant yourself from it. That wasn't me. It wasn't me.
As I was Googling, I was putting mustard like on it. Mustard was the best, even though I was given out to a lot for saying that.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can say, but it actually worked. And now, then the paddy things you can get.
No, lads, I saw it.
It was a second degree burn. I showed the pictures to my doctor and she was like, yeah, that's a second degree burn.
It was horrendous.
Blistered. It took weeks.
It did. You were in awful pain for a good few weeks. And now I know a colleague of mine where it happened as well, a cup of coffee. Mm. And really, really, really caused enough. So it's been a great lesson for us all because I say it to the kids, like, even a cup of tea.
Yeah, be careful.
Awful careful with a cup of tea.
Bed tea. Do you know what? That's something I was talking about during the week. When I do, I rarely do, but when I do go back to bed, I bring a flask of tea with me.
Oh, yeah, I bring a flask. Ask every day
to bed.
No, to work.
No, but to bring it to bed, because you know you have your bed tea and you get up and you make your tea and you come back, then you drink your tea and you're going, oh, that was lovely tea, I'd love another one of them. Oh, but I have to get out of bed. So you know the flasks you can get, they're like they're not the giant ones.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, it's great.
So I bring my bed tea back to bed with my flask, and I put this up on my Instagram page and I was like, does anybody else do bed tea? Like 50% said no.
Yeah,
they're like, what would you be drinking tea in bed for?
Yeah,
I thought everybody did that.
Yeah, no, not a lot of people don't. Yeah.
No.
And for some of us, if we had the tea, you'd be peeing all day or all night.
That's what somebody said. Would you not be peeing?
Up and down, in and out.
But it's in the morning you have your bed tea.
I don't ever get to stay in bed.
No, I rarely do too.
I'm looking forward to Christmas to a couple of days where I might just go back up and watch a movie or go back up and read a book.
Yeah.
Do something like that. No, but these days I don't. No.
You get up to make the tea and then like 5 hours have passed and it's lunchtime.
Yeah. One of my favourite things about having a hangover sometimes is the sneaky back to bed.
Yeah.
So everybody's going, you're going, oh my head. And then you go, nobody's looking. Back to bed. And that hour there, you can make it.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need.
If you want, what are you going to, like New Year's resolutions? I don't believe in
neither
them.
Do I.
Is there anything that you want to kind of learn to do next year or stop doing?
oh, there's lots of things I'd like to stop doing.
Yeah.
And there's lots of things. I think you've done enough this year now, to be honest.
I would like to learn to power nap.
Oh, yeah.
And I would like to start getting up earlier.
Oh, stop. You get up early enough.
No, I don't. I'd like to start getting up at 6 a.m. And I'd like to learn how to power nap. 10-minute power nap.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm ready to go again.
I can't power nap during the week because if I do, I won't sleep that night.
Yeah.
So I can power nap on a Friday. Very
yeah,
good.
You do a Friday power nap.
And it brings me back to normality. And I'm not like a pure
pig.
I was about to curse. I'm okay and I can stay awake with everybody and go to bed at a normal time.
Does it take you long to go to sleep?
You go to bed and you go, I don't feel any sleep. Yeah. And the next thing gone. I put on maybe if there
classic
was
music.
No, if there was snooker on or if there was golf on or there was
you need a distraction.
Some old program. I put that on.
Yeah.
Gone.
Cool.
And then an hour later or 45 minutes later, up.
Oh,
and
just great.
Go, okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready now to go drinking. Who's coming drinking with me? David, it's 5 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, but for me it's 10 o'clock at night.
I know, it's very dark outside.
Quick fire questions.
Okay.
Not celebrate Christmas or not celebrate your birthday.
Celebrate my birthday. I'm not a birthday person.
Neither am I.
Don't get it.
Couldn't care less about my birthday. People really put a lot into their birthdays.
Yeah.
I've never been a birthday person. I prefer Christmas a lot.
Yeah, definitely love Christmas.
A nose that glows like Rudolph or pointy ears like an elf.
Pointy ears. Could be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Set a new trend. People get that done, you know. They
get their ears pointed.
Yeah, they get their ears pointed. It's a thing.
Stop.
I think it'd be kind of cool. I could dye my hair white and put really blue contacts in and I'd look like a white walker. You don't know what a white walker is because you don't watch Game of Thrones. You know the scary guys with the blue eyes. You would have seen pictures of them.
Well,
or an elf. You could be an elf.
What would
you like?
Well, I wouldn't want a big red nose.
Yeah.
Did you saying he's
what
on the whiskey?
What did Thomas say to me during the week?
Who hey. Are you?
I don't know, Thomas. I don't know who I am anymore. Hairy arms or hairy legs? That's what he said to me. Hairy arms or hairy legs? Or was it something else? It was hairy something or something.
Stop. We're back to when
no,
a
it wasn't
candle.
Anything. It wasn't anything. Anyways, go on.
Get socks for Christmas or get a dictionary?
Oh, I don't know what you're going to say. Get socks or get a dictionary. Socks. Always. Love
yeah,
socks.
Love socks. Great present.
Fluffy socks.
Be locked in a room with someone that hates Christmas. Or be locked in room with somebody who's a Christmas fanatic.
A fanatic. Dermot says the last day. Christmas song came on at 7:30 a.m. and he just went, I beepin'.
Was it on my show?
I think so. He said, I beepin' hate this music this time of year. And I was like, Dermot, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But because he's doing jobs for people, he said, I hate it because everybody wants to do it for Christmas. And it's
everybody's
in a panic. So he said, when I hear the Christmas songs, it's like, oh my God, that just means people are going to be annoying my arse to get stuff done.
We start our Christmas music on the 8th of December, always have done. And I traditionally start with the same piece of music every 8th of December. I start with the same piece of music. And the first text I got was from a guy or a girl. I don't actually know. It was a guy or a girl. And said, please don't play those god awful, horrific songs.
Oh, no.
Used a bit of line language and then started Mariah, Band Aid, Shakin' Stevens. And I went, normally I wouldn't play those until closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
But, buddy, I'm going to play all
absolutely.
Of them today.
Absolutely. And what was the first song you played?
Oh, it's the first song I play every year is Paul McCartney, or as you like to call him, Paul McCarthy.
And from up the road, Paul up the road.
Paul up from there, he's down in Deli Monish. And a wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah.
That and Paul, because I love Paul McCartney. You love the Frog Chorus. I love the
week,
Pipes
yeah.
of Peace.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love Christmas songs.
Yeah, so
it
do
doesn't
I.
Doesn't seem Christmassy.
And you know something? Every now and then, I was in the car the last day coming home with Joseph, and Fairy Tale of New York came on, and I was like singing along with Joseph, and there was actually a word in it that I've been saying wrong. I can't remember which one it is, but I've been saying wrong for since 1985.
No way.
I was going, oh, I always thought it was something else.
There you go.
And you can get into it, so just get into it.
I have to get into it. Yeah, we need something.
Buy into it, lads.
It just feels like it's February and we're celebrating Christmas. It's a bit weird. Like when a Christmas song comes on the radio, I'm like, God, it's not Christmasy at all.
Are you not feeling Christmassy yet?
Not at all.
Are you not? Oh,
not in the slightest.
Maybe next week at our Christmas party.
Maybe. I'll have to get a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, I have one of those too. And finally for this week, be naughty or be nice?
Be nice. I think we all need to be nice after the year we've had.
But you can be naughty too.
There's a bit of naughtiness in you.
A bit of naughtiness is all right. As long as you're not hurting anyone.
As long as you don't get caught
with
your naughtiness, you'll be all right. But I think, you know, be a little bit nicer to each other.
Be nice, because people have been shitty to people at Christmas, and retail workers, I feel so sorry for them. Yeah. I'd definitely be up for assault. Yeah. I'd say people are so rude, they would walk on top of you.
Yeah.
I actually went into Dunn's the last day and I had a few bits picked up. I just went to pay and there was like 25 people. So I just left it all back and I walked out.
I just can't. I had that ultimate feeling the last time when we had the big trolley done. I got there, I went, imagine if I don't have my money. What would you do?
I know, my ATM card is ready to snap in half. Look at it. Look at this. And I was in a shop the last time going, same thing. Imagine if this snapped in half and I have no other way of money. Look.
Okay, that is bad.
Yeah.
That is really bad.
It's ready to go. And they're like, that'll be $3.50. You can tap it there. Sorry, I need to put the thing in because it's broken.
Oh, no.
We've got to get that sorted. I have a second one here, but I went in and it didn't do what it was meant to do.
I'm getting all the messages from my bank and stuff saying, you know, your card's limited. Yeah.
Be very careful. It's really. A lot of fraudsters going
on. Isn't it unbelievable, though? They get
well, it's unbelievable. Isn't it unbelievable, David?
I'm going to go on the radio and talk about it.
Go on the radio there now. Ring Tommy Maron.
He's you know, they have the things, they come on to your official bank. Stuff and tell you things, and you're like, it looks so
legit. No,
don't do it. Is that it now?
I think so.
What's our plan for the week ahead?
I don't know what I'm doing now. Never mind the week ahead.
I don't know what I'm doing for the rest of the day.
What? Well, no, I'm going in to get something for tea now. I'm going to make a nice chicken stew.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Chicken pie with mash.
During the week we had quiche one of the days, which was really nice. You know, if you've had a big weekend of food on the Monday, something simple, something light.
No.
You don't. No. No? No. So I had an omelette. It was lovely. Really nice. Enough for me. Perfect.
Yeah. You see, you don't need a big horse of a dinner, like.
Well, I'm one of those. I'm like a dog. It's put in front of me at least.
Yeah.
Do you know? Burgers. Homemade burgers one day. It was lovely. Lovely. Well, we had one of yours one day. We cooked one year one this. I don't know. It was lovely though.
Good. As long as it was nice, that's the main thing.
Better say it was lovely.
Better.
So we'll see you next week. If you stay tuned to Sarah's Instagram this week or our Twitter, we'll give you details of when
I might do a little question and answer box so that if people have questions to ask us, we can talk about that in our live next.
There's no Christmas parties this year.
Yeah.
So you can join us for a little Christmas party. Mm-hmm. It's socially distanced because you're at home.
Yeah.
And bring a little glass, have a bit of fun, interact, ask questions, answer questions. Nothing's off the table.
Yeah.
We'll do our very best to have a bit of fun.
Perfect.
Next week.
Sounds good.
Talk to you then.
Bye, guys.
Bye.